When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Are you tired of every day feeling like it's the same, like you're in this continuous cycle that you cannot escape from? Let me show you how to live life in the spirit so that you can thrive how you're created to. Welcome to the Secret Place Podcast. My name is Karu Ellington. If you guys are new, and if you are not, welcome back, friend. I've missed you so much. I love you so much. I've been praying for you. I've been fasting for you specifically for this episode. I'm telling you, this is not just any other podcast episode or YouTube video that you perhaps just scrolled upon. God has an ordained appointment right now for you for life change in the name of Jesus. God has a word so specifically for you to pierce your soul, to change your life now in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, hold on, press in tight, pull out a notepad, whatever that is, so that you can be locked into what the Spirit is trying to reveal to you today. Y'all, do y'all ever just like go to bed and you have this like in the back of your mind, these thoughts racing and all these things, and you just feel like almost like you're not enough, almost like there's just something that you should be doing more of, and it's just like constant. You feel like you're missing something in life and you don't necessarily know why. Let me tell y'all, we are supernatural beings. We are spiritual beings that are made to live in the environment of the Holy Spirit. God created us to love us. He is our environment. Whenever he created us, he turned to himself and said, let us make man in our image. So therefore, we have to be living in tune with the Spirit at all times, because when we're not in tune, it's just like taking a fish out of water. It does not have the oxygen to breathe. But when you put the fish back in the water, it's able to breathe correctly. So we are, as humans, are made to live in relation with God and communion with him 24/7. The word says that those who will seek the face of God, seek and you will find. Knock, and God will open the door to you every single time. And so many of us are getting so upset that we don't hear the voice of God, or that we don't feel close to him. And it's because we're not even seeking. We are so full and so busy with all the things that we have to do in life to where we're not even humbling ourselves to seek God, to admit that we even need help. I mean, I think of the story in the Bible of the woman who is not able to make ends meet. And God says, bring empty vases, bring as many empty vases possible. And she just trusts in him. And as she brings empty vases, God begins to fill those vases and those vessels with oil. And let me tell you, God is trying to do the same thing in your life right now. You have to bring yourself as an empty vessel and an empty vase so that he can fill you. But so many of us are so full of the things of this world. We are so full of what's happening on social media and on the news and in that relationship and all of these such pointless things to where God doesn't have any room to speak to us, because we have filled ourselves and our minds full of junk food. And so many of us are so spiritually anorexic, y'all. We are so spiritually malnourished, and everyone always wants to ask me, Karu, why am I going through this depression and anxiety and all of these different things? It's because you are not feeding your spirit. Your spirit is dying. Your spirit is malnourished. What would happen if you did not feed your flesh? Like, I'm telling you, like, eat. Not like the sexual flesh. You know what I'm saying? What happens if you did not actually, like, feed your physical body? It would literally wither away and die. And so many of us are living like that spiritually. And God tells us how we can feed our spirit so that we can live in tune with him. He says those who seek his face. And if we are to seek out something, we have to search for it. And whenever you search for something, that means you don't know where it is originally. You don't know exactly where you're going to find it, but you know that you have to start looking. And a lot of times that's how it is with Jesus. We don't always know where he's going to show up, but we know that he's going to show up. That's the thing. It doesn't matter the location, it matters the promise that he says he will never leave us nor forsake us, because the Bible says that God's promises are our armor of protection against the evil one. So if you are feeling like the enemy is trying to feed your mind with lies and all these things, hold tight to the armor, which is the promises of God. Because I understand how you feel. You feel like God has left you, that God... No, because the word says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus says that the Bible is the bread of life. And one thing in our culture that we miss today is that bread, y'all, it can only last for about 2 days. We go to the store and we get bread that is so heavily like processed and preserved to where it can maybe last a month before getting stale. But true fresh bread, especially in the Bible times, they had to make it with hand. They had to do all the work, and it took hours and hours to cook and to rise. But it was so, so filling. And that is how the Lord's word is. And many of us have been trying to eat the same bread from last Sunday at church, or eat the same bread from that moment you experienced the Lord just a few days ago, but that bread is already stale. God is making new bread every morning for you to eat, to fuel yourself. He says that he is the bread of life, that he is the living water, that those who come to him will never go hungry, that will never go thirsty in the name of Jesus. He is telling us what we have to do. We have to understand that when we open his word, it is alive and active. We need revival to understand that God's word is alive and active. We need to understand the power of that. Whenever we are opening the word, y'all, it is feeding us. Like, it is feeding us. I'm telling you, like, it is crazy. We can't understand and comprehend, like, the power of it. But every word that we're reading is words from Jesus, and he is our environment. He is our food. He is the meal. So many of us are missing the meal. So many of us are so caught up in doing ministry and doing all these things on social media, which is so awesome. But we are so caught up in that to where we're forgetting why we're doing it. We're forgetting the person that we're actually doing it for. We are so focused on getting that word out and spreading that message to somebody else and evangelizing, which is so, so awesome. But at what point are you going to run out of oil? Because God calls us to preach and to teach and to love from the overflow. But so many of us, we just, if we're about to teach, we want to maybe read our word real quick. Or maybe just read the word to get a word to give to somebody. We're doing it as a checklist rather than being so overflown with God's love and with his oil, to where it just spews out to anyone around us. It just overflows. And let me tell you, the way that you can live life in tune with the Spirit is by living with Jesus. You have to be waking up. You have to be in your word, and you have to be praying. There's no excuses. It's 2024. There's no excuses that you're not in your word. There's no excuses that you're not in prayer every single morning. Because God straight up tells us, if Jesus had to wake up in the morning and pray, he snuck off into the secret place to pray. Y'all, how much more do we have to? In Psalms 91 says that those who rest in the shadow of the Almighty, the secret place of the Almighty, God will protect us under his wings. But many of us are not resting in the secret place. We're trying to rest on our own thoughts. And we only want to go to the secret place when stuff gets too hard. We know we can't deal with it. But let me tell you, that relationship issue that you're going through, that toxic relationship, that friendship that you have, it never would have happened if you were resting under the wings of the Almighty the whole entire time. God would have protected you from that. But now you're dealing with all these consequences and all these things because you wanted to have it your way. Baby, this ain't Burger King. You're trying to have it your way and then go back to God when you need him. Can you imagine how used God feels? I mean, we only want to go to him if we're hurting, if we need something, struggling, whatever. So many of us don't go to him because we actually love him. Like, imagine if we stopped feeling God's spirit at some times, we stopped feeling his love and all these things, would we still truly love him? A lot of people would not, because we only love what we can get. Y'all, but we have to understand who Jesus is, that regardless of anything that we do, he created us to love us. He loves you literally so much. I was just crying before this episode because I cannot process why God literally loves me so much, why he chose me, what I even done. God, why do you even love me? I can't understand why somebody could love me, and I literally will blatantly just sin willingly, and that I will curse God's name and do all these things every single day by the actions that I do, but he still chooses to love me every single day. It just baffles me. It does not make sense. But I'm telling you, you have to be waking up every single morning and feeding yourself with the word of God. The Word of God literally says that those who are deeply rooted by the living springs, by the living water, when storms come and winds blow, that they will not be shaken, they will not be moved, because that is the foundation of Jesus. So when we are living every single day, every single life, God, what are you wanting me to do? Like, when did we forget, y'all, that God is trying to be your best friend? Jesus is literally trying to be your best friend. Like, I wake up, God, what coffee do you want me to get? Because the thing is, if God's making me say oat milk and not get the whole milk, probably that whole milk is probably spoiled and God's actually trying to protect me. So we need to quit arguing with God. Like, God, why can't I date this person? Why can't I marry this girl? Why can't I do this? Because he's trying to protect you. You should be saying thank you. But after God says that we can't do something, we want to get mad at him? It don't make sense, because God hears and God sees things behind the scenes that we don't see. He's literally just a loving father that wants the best fruit for you. Because he loves you so much. We have such a skewed perception of who Jesus is because of our previous fathers or parents or other people who've said they loved us, but we don't truly understand. They didn't truly know what love was. I mean, only Jesus is pure love. We have to quit letting other people affect our view on Jesus and allow Jesus to show us who he truly is. The way that you're going to overcome so many different sins and strongholds and all these things is by living with Jesus, by waking up in the morning and transforming into him, because you are with him for so much time. I mean, it's the same way if you're hanging out with a friend for so long, you begin to be like them. Whenever you are waking up and going to the secret place to meet God, you will notice that your desires start to change. Like, you don't start craving that sexual sin. You don't want to gossip about this person. You don't want to do this thing, because God is transforming your mind. You are starting to take on the mind of Christ. And I'm telling you, as you continue to do that, God is going to grow you deeper. Jesus is a God of peace. So if Satan were anything, it's going to be the opposite. So he is going to be the God of noise. Y'all, so many of us are so full of the noise in every single daily life, of worrying about this checklist, of worrying about this job and all these things. It feels like every time we get on our knees, maybe to pray or doing our devotion, there's a checklist that we have to do. And these things are more important. Once we finish this checklist, we're going to be at peace. But once you understand, once you get on your knees and truly will give everything to God, he is going to give you that peace. The word is clear that whenever we are not living life in tune with the Spirit, that we are envy, that we're drunken, that we are full of anger and all of these things, y'all, and many of us are living life like that. But whenever we are living life in tune with the Spirit, we start to bear the fruits of the Spirit. And the word literally says that God is the vine and that we are the branches. And apart from the vine, we literally can do nothing, y'all. And if we are not bearing fruit, if we're not living in tune with the Spirit, then the word says that God is literally just going to cast us into the fire, because we amount to nothing for the kingdom, y'all. We were made to be connected to him. Imagine if a plant, y'all, tried to detach from the ground. It's literally going to die. And many of us, we allow Satan to whisper these lies in our head that, oh, now you can do it on your own. You can live on your own. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Moving out of your parents' house, living with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. How's that working out for you? That's why you're crying yourself to sleep. That's why you're in an abusive relationship. Because I'm telling you, God says that you are supposed to live in his environment. You cannot be uprooting yourself out of the ground, because the only way that you're going to thrive is to be connected to the environment. God is trying to bring revival over your heart, and it starts with you feeding your spirit, getting in the word every single morning. You have to get in the word. You have to make time for him, and he will make time for you. He loves you so much, friend.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.